Welcome back to another standard edition of Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Replacement Wabshaw. Let's get to the first question. It comes from Anthony in Connecticut. With the injury to Chris Cook, any thought to trading for Dallas Cowboys cornerback Mike Jenkins? I'm not sure if that's something the Vikings front office considered, but I would doubt it. Remember, the Vikings traded for Arizona Cardinals cornerback A.J. Jefferson right before the start of the season. So I think the Vikings are looking for that trade to pay off now and see A.J. Jefferson on the field with Chris Cook on IR. Also, Josh Robinson, our outstanding rookie that we got in the third round, he's off to a great start this season, and now he's going to see much more of the field. I'm looking forward to A.J. Jefferson and Josh Robinson playing more. Our next question comes from John in Tempe, Arizona. Are the Vikings missing a big run-stuffing defensive tackle? Is that why we've given up so many rushing yards? Seems like we miss Pat Williams. I don't think a change in personnel is needed to fix the Vikings' rushing defense. Remember, the Vikings were very good against the run through the first five games of the season. Through those first five games, the Vikings allowed just 3.1 yards per carry and one rushing touchdown. That's elite run-stopping production from our defense. We can get back to that. It's not a matter of fixing personnel. It's a matter of fixing the fundamentals. I think the Vikings will do that, and it will start this Sunday against Seattle. Our next question comes from AJ in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Is it an advantage for the Vikings to have a few extra days after their Thursday game to prepare for this week's game against Seattle? Yeah, it probably is, but remember, the Vikings were at a disadvantage last week because they only had a few short days to prepare for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay had that same disadvantage. The flip side to that, though, is exactly what AJ is saying. You have a few extra days to prepare for your next game. For the Vikings, that's Seattle this Sunday. Our next question comes from Chris in Utah. Is the Vikings' pass protection the weakest part of the offense? No, I don't think it's the weakest part. I mean, the Vikings' offense has run into some difficulty the past 3 weeks, and I don't think you can put your finger on one problem. I think Christian Ponder needs to improve. Our receivers need to be better at getting open and running the right routes, and our pass protection does have to improve. All of those things are to blame for what's went wrong the last 3 weeks. The good news is, I think we have the guys who can fix the problem. Our next question comes from Alex in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. What do you think our chances are of going 5-3 during the second half of our season? I'm not too optimistic about the tough schedule lined up for us. The Vikings' post-bye schedule could get difficult. Remember, four of the six games coming out of the bye are against the division, and four of the six games are on the road. But also remember, people didn't expect much from the Vikings entering this season. They won five of their first eight games. Why can't they surprise people in the second half of the season too? I think the Vikings will, and it starts this weekend. Our last question comes from Ezekiel. With the Vikings' first loss at home behind us, do you think they can move on and get a win on the road against the Seahawks this week? It's a tough task. Seattle has wins against Green Bay and New England at home this year, so they're a tough team to beat in their own building, but I think the Vikings can do it. They can fix their problems on offense, lean on Adrian Peterson and Percy Harvin to score points, and get that defense back on track. This is a tough opponent. Marshawn Lynch can run the ball really well for Seattle, and their secondary and front seven is pretty good. It's a tall task, but I think the Vikings can do it. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another less scary edition. So don't forget to send in your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen. See you next time.